This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. It's not a Monday, it's Tuesday. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is here. Colony, he's in his spot as well. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Excellent. How was your nice long weekend?
It was good. And now I'm trying to figure out when my fantasy football roster needs to be set.
Not until like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to speak because I don't know your league. But I would think not until like 12:59 p.m. on Sunday.
I would think so.
Except for the guys that play Thursday.
Right.
So
I would think that's that. Because, you know, in my world, this big Ezekiel Elliott thing.
Yes, the Melvin Gordon thing.
Melvin Gordon is a lost cause for me. But Ezekiel Elliott. Now, if Melvin Gordon does get traded, I guess I still do retain him.
Yes.
I mean, I don't.
It's like we had a guy draft Shady in our neighborhood fantasy draft on Friday night, and then he got all worried because he got cut, and then 15 minutes later, he was happy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Producer Matt crushed it. Good job from him.
Yeah, buddy.
Do we have any words of advice for producer Matt?
No. Just, I could sense a little bit of happy feet there, Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of butterflies.
Probably.
That's okay.
But, I like it.
It was a solid debut, my friend.
Yeah, I would speak faster. That's it. Although I just speak faster. That's how I speak.
Okay.
But other than that, producer Matt, I like it. I like that you can plan the night before because you have like sort of segments in there.
And I like that little look back at the stuff we missed the night before because I didn't stay up and watch the whole Notre Dame Louisville game and
right.
You filled me in.
Yes, great stuff. Now, do you have are those Ron Cook's earphones that you have on?
No. These are a gift from my wife, actually.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 3 days ago.
Why? Because you got your own show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so very nice of her.
That's awesome.
Right? Yes. Okay.
That's good support.
Good from her. Now, Ron was in here yesterday. Has there been any resolution to the Ron Cook headphone situation?
Debacle.
No, but I'm afraid to mention this over the air.
Go ahead.
Oh,
did you see on Twitter what has happened?
No.
No.
There is now an account called Ron Cook's Headphones.
Oh, I did see that. It followed me.
Yeah.
It followed me, I think, Saturday or Sunday.
I almost didn't want to give it the publicity, but I just did.
I saw that. Ron Cook's earphones.
Yeah.
Now, I'm at Giant Eagle on Sunday. What's today's Tuesday? It was Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm at Giant Eagle. Someone comes up to me and goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I go, oh, good. And they go, "I need closure. I'm really worried about Ron's earphones. Has Ron found his earphones?"
That was the one thing. Like, we went to a couple cookouts this weekend, and the one thing everybody wanted to know is, what's up with Ron's headphones? That was the first question I was asked. Like, usually people come up to us and ask us sports questions first, right? Like, "Hey, did you hear anything? What's going on with this guy? What's is Hayden contract?" All those things. Nope. First thing people want to know about this weekend, Ron's headphones.
Yeah. Interesting. Totally interesting. That just goes to show the staying power of the stuff that isn't sports.
Right.
When people say, "Talk more sports, talk more sports," what sticks with you sometimes is the stuff that
is not sports.
Absolutely, positively. All right, so there's that. Big tonight. I don't know how. Tomorrow, I'm warning you right now. Tomorrow, right now, at 5:44 a.m., I may be asleep, even though I'll be in here. Jonas Brothers tonight.
Oh,
so
you're going?
So I'll be burning it at both ends, yes. My kids have wanted to go for a while. Now, there was a decision that needed to be made. Did we go to, because they played in Hershey on, like, Friday or Saturday this past weekend.
Oh, so you could have done it over the weekend.
And done that. But then that involves travel and a hotel. And maybe that would have been the better option. But I don't know. I'd rather play home games.
You know what this is kind of like, though? Because, look, Sunday.
Game.
Exactly. Sunday night, you're going to be up late anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like an early run-through for Sunday night because you're going to be up late. Now, what time does this thing start tonight.
7 o'clock is the opening acts. And then so
by
they
the time
won't go
they
until
the
like
stage.
8:30 or yeah. so, 9 o'clock maybe. I won't be home till 11 o'clock, 11:30 or midnight. I'm guessing I'll get 3 hours of sleep. So I'll just go straight home. We have a meeting tomorrow after the show. I'll go straight home after that and get a nap. It'll be
there
one of my like 3 days of the year that I nap.
Well, you're gonna need it, and you'll deserve it. At that
yeah,
point.
I'll be absolutely fine. But I'm really excited. I'm a sucker for you. I heard that
you
on your show today. Yes,
I thought of you.
Did you do that
played.
On purpose?
No, it was just the rotator.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh,
I almost did that to start the show.
Oh yeah,
to start the segment at
for
least.
You and you and you. I'm a sucker for you. There will be. I'm trying to. You know what I've been trying to do? Because it's me, my wife, and my two kids are going tonight.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to prepare myself for the crowd, and I think that this will be the Jonas Brothers will be one of those crowds. Well, there will be people all across the gamut.
Yes, literal cross-section of society, I would think.
Yeah, it'll be like a, it will be like a, not like a Penguin or a Pirate, not a Steeler game, maybe like a Penguin game. People of all ages, actually, there'll probably be more, it'll be tilted more toward women.
Yeah.
One would think.
Yeah, you would think.
But there will be... You know, people, well-to-do people,
but there
people
will,
scratching together some money just to go to the Jonas Brothers, college girls.
There will be a lot of guys like you, though,
mm-hmm.
there with their family, or there
right.
with their girlfriend, or there with, you know, it's, Jonas Brothers is like, that's one of those few that cuts across the entire demographic pie, I think.
Right.
Everybody, you'll see grandparents there with grandkids. It's just, it'll be a little bit of everything.
Yes. Okay.
Jonas Brothers bring people together.
They do. They absolutely do. I'm excited to go. They're a big deal. I mean, they're those people that fly all over the world in private jets and have like security. They're as big as you get.
They've graduated from tour buses to private jets.
Oh,
definitely.
For sure. So that's happening. Now tell me, producer Matt sends me a text yesterday because I'm up early. Now, the pre-show happened yesterday. You did not do the early show or whatever, the Matt Call show. You didn't do that yesterday. But so it just started right now. So the pre-show started yesterday, though, right?
Yeah.
What was the very first thing in a positive light that Ron started the pre-show with yesterday?
So Ron was in a pretty good mood yesterday overall.
Okay.
But he started the pre-show, and he was like, "Hey, happy Labor Day to you, Pittsburgh. I got to tell you, it's my least favorite holiday."
How about that?
What?
How about that?
"It means the unofficial end of summer, and I hate it."
Huh.
How about that?
So there's something Ron dislikes.
But how about
imagine
firing
that.
Right out of the gate with that? Like, hey, I'm excited. You know what? I got to be up. Like, you're somebody that doesn't get Labor Day off.
Right.
"Oh, man, I got to be up. I work this job. I'm doing this. Man, I'm going to flick on a radio. Maybe I'm going to gather some sort of positivity from something. You know, I'm going to kind of find something to light my wick
right.
with, even though, you know, it's every.
I know
everybody's been telling me it sucks.
Yeah. I know everybody listening is kind of bummed out because they got to work on Labor Day and it's 5 a.m. So. I'll come in with some positivity.
Right.
I'll shoot a ray of sunshine up their rear end to get the day started.
And the first thing they hear is, "This holiday sucks. It means summer has ended. Go back to bed. The snow's coming soon. Get your shovels out.
Winter,
where's the calcium chloride?
Winter is coming."
Yeah. "You know, my gunner helmet's going to be all jammed up." I mean, what is happening here? Serious, I can't cook any more Dietz and Watsons unless I put my gloves and hat on her.
I'll be honest. I can't grill anymore. My year's just over.
The damn gutter helmet's got ice in it.
Sentimental side.
So that's what happened yesterday. So Matt texted me, and I don't care. I'm telling people. You texted me that. You texted
That's
me
fine.
That.
That's fine.
Ron's going to be mad at you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right? How was your interaction with him?
We got along yesterday.
Get
it
out.
It was great.
What was said to you that was not on the air? And was there any sort of interaction?
He was saying how bad that Pitt game was on Saturday that he was at. And he was kind of getting into Pitt a little bit, I'll be honest.
I did hear that. He's like, they just don't do it for me.
he was pretty hard on Pitt.
His column was really hard. He goes, at least the uniforms are nice. I saw his column. It started with, first line was like, at least the uniforms were nice. And then the last line was like, hey, at least they got nice uniforms. But he buried
them. That's the hammer for Ron.
The Jacko call.
No.
Whoa. Whoa. Enjoying his Labor Day, even though it's the worst holiday out there.
Might have hung up on.
Well, it may have been early for Jacko.
Yes.
See?
Probably was.
That's the thing. When he got off the air, it was only 7 o'clock for Jacko.
Yeah.
Sunny Southern California.
He's got to get his sleep after meeting people all the time.
After all his meet. Yeah. He's more famous than the Jonas Brothers, Chris. If you saw Jacko, what would be your first question to Jacko?
Are you really Jacko? That would be my first question.
Jacko apparently gave a big speech at the Ron. There was like a Ron Cook gathering.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jacko was big famous there.
Huh.
Jacko was a big
good
famous
for him.
Guy. Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is the worst day of the year.
You said the worst holiday. What is the worst holiday? Is Ron maybe onto something? Even though you don't.
Maybe.
It's like President's Day or something like that. I don't know.
See, I don't mind the fall.
I don't either. I mean, it's not my favorite season. I'm a summer guy, but listen.
But it means freaking Steelers are playing
right,
in a week.
It means football's back. It means the start of the school year. There's a lot of different advantages to fall.
You come home and the house is empty and
yes.
it's peaceful.
Yes.
Stay the hell in school.
I'll see you at 3:30.
I know. I don't know what the negative side of this is. Let that teacher deal with them. So there's that. What is the worst? I don't think there's a bad. I don't think there's a bad one.
We get President's Day off, right?
We're gonna find out.
I think we get President's
when
Day
off. When
is
that? February,
January, or February? I don't know.
I think it's February normally.
We'll have it. If
we get it off, it can't be the worst holiday.
If it's part of our collective bargaining agreement, it's on a sheet that says.
If it is a collective. Hold on. I got the sheet right here.
People always give us this option. Our boss will come in here and he'll say.
Yeah, we get President's Day off.
When is it? February what?
This year it was February 18th.
Oh, okay. So
next it's like
year
the see, they should make President's Day the day after the Super Bowl.
They should. I like when our boss comes in and gives us the old. Because there are these collective bargained holidays, you
right.
know, ones like that, Martin Luther King Day, a couple days like that. He'll come in and he'll say, hey, you guys, you planning on taking...
So you're taking that day off, or are you...
And I give him the whole...
No, we're taking
every
off.
Single one that's an option, I won't be here.
Yeah, we're off.
I mean, somebody worked hard.
I will
hard.
Not be here on Columbus Day.
Yeah, everyone. Flag Day, we get that off, I'm out of here. Somebody else could talk about... Clint Ertl's lineup that day. I will be sleeping. And here's the thing. I don't even sleep in. I'm just not getting up at 3. Not happening.
Nope.
Uh-huh. So there it is. Collectively bargained.
Oh, man. Columbus Day is
bargained
the day
my
after.
Ass for some more sleep.
Columbus Day is the day after a Steelers Sunday night game.
Matt, you feel good now? You feel like a big radio? Did you make yourself a radio
right.
star?
No. It's one show.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope the boss calls you in today and goes over it line by line. Oh,
while I'm sitting there. That's always the best.
I'm sure it'll be nothing positive.
No, he might. He might go over it line by line. I thought you did well. Came out of the block. You told people who you were. You know.
Very, very good start.
What you need to have, and I sense you've already picked up on this, is stuff that is pervasive and continual in veins from like show to show. Make it like a record in an album. Like, because I listen Tuesday, I got to listen Wednesday, then Thursday.
Right.
Continual stuff, especially at that time of night.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
There you go.
He's off and running.
Thee and me. That's how you should have started. It's just thee and me talking.
What if you
sports.
Just stole Ron's whole persona?
Everything.
I almost said, good morning, Pittsburgh.
Yes. Headed up to high noon. Big city, Pittsburgh, PA. I mean, in theory, you're always headed toward high noon, no matter what time it is. You're going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
High noon, a big city, Pittsburgh, PA. I like that you had to do your own updates. That's a nice little soft launch into it. Although, can I give you one piece of advice?
On the update?
You put way too much time and effort into that.
When you do your own updates, it really should be, so there were some games last night, some people scored some things, and some people won.
It was like, if there were... Like,
every 20 minutes.
if there were Marconis, you already won one for this year. I mean, it was super good.
Well, thanks.
It was almost that was too much.
It was pinpoint in his detail,
I agree.
You rocked it.
It was too much. All right, we got a big show today. Ed Bouchette joins us at 7. John Wehner, he's going to join us at 9:30. It's game week. Like, we realize that waking up today. It's game week. We're here.
Did you wake up with that little extra pep in your step this morning?
I did yesterday, even.
I woke up a couple times in the middle of the night and looked at the clock. Like, what time is it? Time to get up yet?
Yeah, I woke up. Man, I had to pee. I woke up and did that, and I was like, and it was 1 o'clock on the dot. It was 1:00. And I woke up and I looked outside, and my neighbor's garage door was open. And I thought about texting him, but I was like, nah. Game week. Maybe he's just fired up.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, so that was that, and here we are. So we got the 5 coming up in the first hour. Ed Bouchette, John Wehner, lots of fun. Today we do talk Steelers. Let's go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.